Lazing on a Sunday Craftanoon. What's this all about? I love the
title.
It's
a great title, isn't it? Well, Eliza Muldoon completed a Bachelor of Science in Psychology and an Honours Degree with Postgraduate Studies in Clinical Art Therapy. Imagine her business card.
Yeah.
And she's a lecturer and course coordinator at the School of Art History and Art Education. But she's written a book with that great title. I love that title, Lazing on a Sunday Craftanoon. It's all about little projects for people with just a little bit of time and a little bit of skill. So that really rules
that
you
fits
and me.
Me.
Out. Oh, you're there.
Well, I could do that.
Eliza,
how are you, Eliza?
Eliza, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm great with pipe cleaners.
I can help you with that. We can extend those skills, I promise.
Now, where did this idea come from?
Oh, it came from just, I was actually lecturing and realising that I was talking about the benefits for art making on well-being and how all schools should have great art programs and community programs, and realised I didn't make anything with my own daughter, so the guilt set in. And on Sunday afternoons, we decided to make something at about 2 o'clock every Sunday afternoon, and that's where it started. It became a book only after about 6 months of already making things.
Now, were you already crafty?
I was crafty. I'm a little bit crafty. I'd taken a bit of a lull, though, for a while because I work at an arts college. Yeah. I realised that everyone else has way more skill and talent than I do, and I stopped making things.
were you crafty envious, were you?
Oh, look, I just realised I was deeply unskilled. Yeah, that's
yeah.
all. And so I thought, but there's a place for people like me who have an interest and no skill,
yeah.
and that's where this project came about.
How important is it for adults to spend, I don't know, part of their week making things?
I think it's really important. Even, I mean, there's lots of literature supporting the benefits around flow and around immersion and, you know, stress relief. But I just think my own experiences, even though I knew all that, were quite extraordinary. I felt such a massive sense of accomplishment even after making something out of a doily.
What did you make out of a doily?
Oh, I make a lot of things out of doilies.
Do you?
Yeah.
A paper doilies or cloth?
No, fabric.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
So give us one thing that you'd make. What would you
make?
Well,
looking at the cover, there's three little pegs and they've been turned into humans. So
yeah.
I guess
that's you know,
clothes?
That's not something I made up, of course. I've been around for a while, but I made a necklace out of a doily where I just cut out the middle and stitched on some ribbon.
Yeah.
Made a kind of vintage-looking necklace.
Yeah.
Quite cute, a little collar. Yeah.
Now, I'm a great hoarder and my wife just rolls her eyes with me and throws things out. With all this craft you're making from 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, be honest with us, Eliza, does some of it go out in the rubbish? Your daughter's not listening.
I would happily dump it. I'm not precious. I don't tend to hold on to things. Uh-huh. But, you know, I don't think we have dumped anything from the book.
Wow.
So where does it all go, though?
Eliza's got bookshelves everywhere.
Our life.
Yes.
So there's not a craft room, or you do have a craft room?
I have a desk in my laundry that I call my craft room. It's yep. actually where most of my laundry piles a lot of the time, and then I throw the laundry on the floor and I make things, and then the laundry goes back on.
All right.
Not a really good system, but it was a free space.
Those pegs that Eliza dressed with the doilies did find their way onto a lampshade somewhere, I'm sure.
They find themselves around. Those little pegs that are on the cover have travelled with us all over the country.
Wow.
Peg dolls are such a good travelling companion for a 4 or 5 year old.
I guess they are, actually. Now tell me, though, where does it all lead? So you've now done a book. Does the laundry then get a renovation and a wing?
The laundry did have a renovation, it's true. And admittedly, the book partly paid for the laundry renovation, which is
good. Oh, good.
That's really
all
good.
It's all together, I know. No, the laundry's had a renovation. I have a proper desk now. Oh, yeah. No, it leads to big things.
And tell me, are you a bit of a magpie, so you've always got your eye out for, you know, stuff that you can turn into, you know, craft?
I do. I love garage sales and op shops. And so once a month we spend a Monday and we go to all our local op shops. There are about 7 within walking distance of my house in Katoomba. It's that kind of town. And
so
I collect bits and pieces. But they all have little boxes, lots and lots of boxes, and everything has a place. It's a very organised magpie hunt.
But it's got such a huge following, hasn't it? Like, can't believe the success of this whole kind of industry. It is an industry.
You know, yeah, we had a cousin a couple of weeks ago. She passed away, 51, right?
Gosh, that's young.
And we didn't realise, because she never let most of the family into her house. But anyway, when her brothers got in, she was a secret crafter. People are still amazed at what she could do. Quilts, you name it, she's got it.
And I envy those people.
And she would do that there were rooms full of it.
Was she a scrapbooker?
I'm not sure. We didn't get
that far.
Are
they a different breed, Eliza, scrapbookers and crafters?
Look, no, I think we all get along very well, this crafting movement. Everyone bonds and supports each other.
Good.
They're a sub-movement, are they?
I do have someone, one of the volunteers at the cultural centre I work at, is currently trying to teach me how to crochet. Honestly, I am so extraordinarily bad at it. She was just an hour, I didn't even manage a stitch.
Oh, gosh.
Can you knit, though? Because isn't it just like knitting, or is that a really dumb thing to say?
I don't know. I can't knit either.
I sense another book coming, Eliza.
Eliza's attempts at craft.
Exactly.
At actual grown-up proper craft.
Hey, well, Eliza, good. Great to have you on the show today.
Great to chat to you. Thank you.
We'll put away the plasticine now.
Exactly. Yeah. God, or run to your cupboard. Listen, that was Eliza Muldoon, the author of Lazing on a Sunday Crafternoon. Go and buy the book. It looks absolutely beautiful. It's got three little pigs dressed in costumes. Actually, we never asked her what those pigs are called.
Hang on, she's still there. What are they called?
What are they called, those little pigs? Have you got names for them?
They have names. They're named after friends of my daughters that have short bob haircuts. So we've got Esme, Matisse, and I've forgotten the other one.
make it up. Dorothy?
Let's call it Miller. Yeah.
Miller, there you go.
They're quite high-end names.
Yeah, they're high-end.
Those pigs are going places.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, thanks a lot. The book's all about little projects for people with just a little time and a little skill.
And for more details, jump onto mindfood.com.